Having approved all items in the consent calendar, we now move to our discussion agenda. The first one is item E. This is a no action required. This is the judicial branch budget allocation of fiscal year 2012-13 reductions to the state judiciary entities. I'll have the presenters please introduce themselves at the podium or at the panel desk.
Kurt Soderlund, Interim Chief Deputy Director, AOC.
Zlatko Theodorovich, Director of Finance Division.
Thank you.
Stephen Chang, AOC Finance Division.
Chief Thank Justice, before we get into item E, just a point of clarification on the consent agenda. We have information from one court on the report to the legislature that they wanted to take a look at a couple of the contract reporting numbers that we had on a few occasions. So we're going to go back and send out information to all the trial courts, again, making sure that the information that we're going to send to the legislature is accurate. We do send information to the courts, advising them to monitor those contracts on a monthly basis, and there have been other special communications that have gone out to them in the month of May, June, and July to that effect. Thank you.
And, Kurt, you're referring to item B?
Yes.
And I'll hear from Alan Carlson.
Yeah, Alan Carlson from Orange County. We talked a little bit about this, and I've gotten emails from the executives. I read the report before I saw the emails. Is there something in the report that says, look, this is only the second time we've done this. We're still working through some bugs, and there may be some errors in these reports, just so we're clear that this isn't definitive in some way that people misinterpret it?
So as an example, last year we had an occasion where we had a court that had inputted information, and the large courts generally input their own information. We do it for, if you will, the virtual buyer courts. There was an entry last year that identified a contract for a particular court that was $30 million. There were three zeros that had been added to that figure, if you will. And so it's those kinds of errors that we're double-checking on. You might recall there was an item that we tried to work through the Office of Governmental Affairs on amending that particular government code section that would allow us to add an additional month before we do reporting to the legislature. Right now, the reporting requirements are at the end of January and at the end of July. We had sought to have that move back 1 month so that we could have some additional time. Unfortunately, that measure did not make it through to the legislature, but we'll probably continue to work on that. It does create an ongoing problem for the trial courts and for the administrative office of the courts on reporting that data.
Thank you. Go ahead.
We've also had software problems. I mean, I know our staff found issues where they did something on one PO and they did something on the next PO, and what happened to the second one somehow happened to the first one again, and it got repeated somehow. So, you know, I'm sure there are other bugs like that in there.
Yeah, and we're trying to look at those. You might recall that the first report in this effort occurred in January. We had to create a whole new set of reports within Phoenix to be able to accomplish that. And we're talking about, you know, thousands and thousands of contracts worth of and information and data that all has to be validated. So it's an ongoing effort, and there's likely to be some tweaks that will occur in the future, less and less each iteration.
Right. Alan, is the suggestion that the report indicates some statement about that this is as accurate as humanly possible, so to account
for
the fact
this is
that
only the second time, and
it's 1,200 pages with 100 entries per page, and they're while we're ensuring accuracy to the best of our ability, there may be
that's the idea, because people are going to look at this thing and they're going to say, well, you reported this, and we say, well, okay, but it's not perfect.
Sure,
every time.
So let me get clarification. You're confirming the numbers on item B, but it's on the consent calendar. But I haven't heard that it be taken off, but you're telling us that there will be corrections to it later on, potentially?
Yeah, within the next 2 weeks before the report goes to the legislature, we'll make sure, working with the trial courts, that the data is completely accurate.
Thank you. And you'll report back to the Judicial Council on that.
Yes, Chair.
Thank you. Thank you, Alan. All right. We'll start with item E, the discussion agenda.
Yes. Good morning, Chief and Council members. This item is being presented as an informational item just to detail the reductions included in the 2012 Budget Act for the state judiciary entities. Specifically, the budget schedules $49.043 million in reductions to the state judiciary. That is reflective of a continuation of $30 million that was included in the 11-12 budget act, as well as an additional 19 in new reductions, $8 million of which are from the general fund and $11 million are from other funds. Of the $19 million that was reduced, 15 was redirected to offset reductions to the trial courts. As you can see on page one of the agenda of your item, it shows you the 11-12 plus 12-13 total reductions by judicial branch entity, notwithstanding the trial courts, which we'll discuss after this report. Kurt is going to discuss some of the some of the actions and impacts. I'm just going to go through the numbers so you get a sense as to what has happened to each entity. The Supreme Court in 11-12 had a $2.8 million reduction. There's additional reductions of $500,000 this year, bringing their cumulative reduction to $4.3 million.
So in essence, what's occurred is that the Supreme Court staff has endured a 5% furlough. Basically, that's been an ongoing effort for the last 3 years. There have been no cost of living adjustment increases. Positions have been held vacant, and only critical positions are being filled at this point in time. And we're working with the APJs to ensure that, with the Supreme Court staff and the clerk, that we're staying within budget. We continue to monitor that situation, and the budget is very, very tight, as you might suspect.
With respect to the Court's appeal, the 11-12 budget reductions were $12.5 million, with an additional $2.2 million coming in the 12-13 fiscal year. That brings the total reductions for the Courts of Appeal to $19.2 million. I would note for both the Supreme Court and Courts of Appeal, there were some fee increases that helped mitigate some of the reductions that have occurred over the last 2 years to the tune of about $2 million.
And again, this will be a little bit repetitive, but again, there's the furlough continues for the Courts of Appeals staff. There's been no cost of living adjustments since 2007. We're working with the appellate court justices and the clerks in terms of monitoring their budgets and looking at ways to make sure that each of the appellate districts stay within their budget. There have been delays in filling critical positions, and we are looking at reductions also in the number of filings through the Courts of Appeal, 10% reduction in the civil appeals, 5% reduction for criminal cases, and 5% for juvenile cases. And the operating expenditures for the Courts of Appeal have been reduced by more than 32% in terms of the cumulative effect. And mediation and settlement activities have been severely curtailed.
Yes, with respect to the council and the AOC, the 11-12 budget reductions were $13.5 million, with an additional $7 million in the 12-13 fiscal year, bringing the total reductions to the AOC council budget of $30.8 million. With respect to the facility program, they had a small reduction in 11-12 of $181,000, but with a much larger cut this 12-13 fiscal year of over $9 million, bringing their total reductions to $10.3 million. And again, $15 million of the recent cuts to the council, AOC, and facility budget were redirected to offset cuts to the trial courts.
And this is the area that we probably discussed most, and at the last meeting, the interim director of the courts, Jody Patel, made a report to the council on our various efforts to align our budget with our resources. There have been the mandatory furlough programs. There's been the voluntary separation program. There's been layoffs. We, in compared to last year, have dropped 277 positions, as was identified in a press release, as I recall, was 2 days ago. We're looking at realignment and restructuring of the organization. There's been consolidation of several of the divisions within the AOC. The $15 million reduction is something that we're still grappling with in terms of that impact, particularly on the Office of Court Construction and Management, and we'll be reporting back to the council in the August meeting on the outcome of those efforts.
And finally, the Habeas Corpus Resource Center had an 11-12 reduction of $1.1 million, an additional 12-13 reduction of $200,000, bringing their total reductions over the last four fiscal years to $1.7 million.
And it's a similar if you will, number of facts for habeas corpus that I previously reiterated, so I just won't repeat that.
Are there any questions of the counsel?
I don't know. Thank you.
All right.
I believe that concludes then our presentation on item E, which was an informational item. 20.